It's about this time of the morning we love to speak with our great partners from the YMCA. It is Jackie, of course. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm very good.
Now, you brought a friend in with you this morning.
I love
morning.
Bringing friends in.
Who have you got with you this morning?
I brought Pietra in because Pietra works at Casey Arc. And she's got multiple roles, but we're going to talk about birthday parties today. But Pietra is a teacher in charge, a swimming teacher, and works on birthday parties.
Wow.
You got a new role.
Lifeguard now as well.
Lifeguard as well. Yeah. Pietra, welcome
Thank you very much.
It's your first time with us.
It sure is. First time on the radio overall.
Oh, fantastic. You've got a great voice for radio, hasn't she, Jackie?
Thank you.
Amazing.
Now, a little bit of everything, that accent.
Yes. Where's that accent from?
Well, I am from Brazil, but when I was younger, I lived in Mexico and learned English from an American tutor.
Okay.
So a bit of a twang and everything in between.
Absolutely loving it. You've driven in from Roeville this morning and saying that Wellington Road's a little congested as well.
A bit of a pest, yeah.
Okay. I like that, very politically correct. A bit of a pest, that works well. Jackie, birthday party program. Did we even know that this existed?
It's pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of the programs that we remember to promote very often, mm-hmm. but we run birthday parties every weekend across both centres.
Okay.
So we're giving them a little bit of a rejig with the YMCA taking over the cafe at Casey Arc in a week. I think it's next weekend we bump in.
Okay.
Yeah. 16th or something like that.
Yeah. So we've been able to do a little bit of rejigging. So Pietra can probably give us a bit of a rundown about how our birthday parties work.
I'm excited. Yeah. Talk to us.
So we can have up to about 5 birthday parties at a time at Casey Arc, and they usually stagger between half an hour each, usually starting at 1:30. We do a whole lot of stuff from Zorb balls, which are those big inflatable balls that you've seen around. We pop them in the pool and the kids have a good old time.
Yep.
My favorite question is, can I breathe in this thing every time they open? So we also have the inflatable where the kids can have half an hour up to that. They run around, do some sliding and things like that, get very wet. They love it. They love splashing everyone in the face as well as they go by with the big old buckets that we have to throw on the inflatable. And then we have half an hour of games. So sometimes we can accommodate the wave pool in there as well, depending on the age range of the kids. But we do anything from, we just accommodate to the age group of the kids. So Where's the Time, Mr. Wolf? And then we have some boogie board races, little things like that.
I love that. Now, there's nothing better as a parent, and Jackie, you will confirm with me here, than outsourcing your kid's birthday party, because you don't want to, you make the mistake when they're younger and you think, I'll do it at home. Jackie's just nodding.
Yeah, when they're 2 and 3, it sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like an amazing idea. And then it's like a hurricane's gone through your house and everyone leaves, and then you kind of have to clean it all up.
Not to mention the 3 weeks you spend getting ready for it.
And the money involved as well. Sometimes it's cheaper to outsource.
Yes.
Absolutely. And this sounds like so much fun, and the best part about water as well is that kids are exhausted when they're finished, so they go home and sleep.
That's one of the best compliments I get when we're doing birthday parties.
Yeah.
So the kids are going to have a great sleep tonight. They're all tired out, so it makes them really happy.
This is great. I had no idea that you guys even, and we've been having you on the show for quite a long time now, I had no idea what that was something that you even offered.
Yes. So 5 to 12 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have our Watch Your Own Water policy for under 5s, so we can't really accommodate the age groups under that. But we do actually have families come in and have birthday parties for littlies, but they can just kind of use our space and run their own activities, and the kids have a swim with the families.
Yeah, we've had that before where people just, they just ask for a table, we sort of set it up with them, and they're happy to just
So they run their own activities, or some people hire our training rooms if they're going to have a big family function.
Okay.
And they'll run their birthday parties for the littlies in there. But we do, 5 to 12 year olds.
Fantastic.
Oh, and also with the older kids, we have a bit of a chill out zone as well. So we have those big donuts and bowls that the kids can just hang around in.
And the big flamingos we've recently bought.
Oh, really? They're kind of cool.
Some feather donuts, inflatable.
So fantastic.
They like to just swim around. Sometimes we get them in the shallow end or the deep end of the pool, depending on the age size and how comfortable they are in the water.
I love this. Now, Jackie, we're talking also this morning about junior staff opportunities at the Y.
Yeah. So with our birthday parties increasing and we're trying to align the program across Casey Arc and Casey Race. So Race is extending out the hours of their birthday parties. It was an hour long with a half hour option of food.
Yep.
As of, I believe, next weekend, we're going to go 2 hours for all the birthday parties.
Okay.
So we're needing more staff, pretty much.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah, it is really good. And we've put on junior staff, I think it was November last year, put on quite a few junior staff.
Yeah, when we got the Wibbit in.
Yeah. And they're all growing up and they're becoming lifeguards and swim teachers, which is really good.
This is what you want, though, isn't it?
It is exactly what we want.
Yeah, they like to stick around. It's a great place to work.
It is a great place. And our crew accept all the new people in, and no one wants to leave once they get in. So, yeah, they're all growing up. So we're going to be on the lookout for some new staff. So we really want people who love the water, obviously, because it's not an environment that you want to be in if you don't like water.
If you come into work, you're going to get wet.
Yeah, that's right. So if you don't like your hair being wet, it's not the place for you.
Jackie, you've seen firsthand my encounters with water. That's
you're
okay.
You're a very good swimmer, Cindy. But, yeah, the hair thing was an issue for
sure. It was a massive issue, but we won't go there.
Yeah. So,
hey, I feel like I'm doing a service. I'm providing an opportunity for someone else to apply because I won't be.
I mean, you can always wear a cap. We don't usually go that way, but if you want to.
Shower cap. We do see people in some of the classes.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yep. Some of the...
whatever works.
Some of the group fitness classes, they do wear shower caps. That's fine.
So if anyone is listening that would think that this is for them or they'd like to apply, they would head to your website?
Head to Facebook. We'll probably go up first and we'll link it to the website and to the YMCA job page. Yep.
Fantastic.
So keep an eye out. We're hoping to get the jobs out by Wednesday this week. Yep. If not, it'll be the following week. But anyone that's keen to, like, if you're an ex-swimmer or if you, particularly if you love kids and the water, that's what we're looking for. You have to be able to deal with kids that are very, very excited.
Okay, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good job to have while you're still at school as well because it's mostly weekend hours and they're pretty flexible.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, if you need to get a cover for some reason on the weekend, people are usually pretty keen to jump on board anyway as well.
Good.
And all you need is the bronze medallion to get into the job.
Yeah. Perfect. Sounds like a really good opportunity and a great platform to start a career on if that's what you're looking for as well. Sensory play. Let's touch on this topic because it's something I'm very interested in, Jackie.
Yeah, this will be something that you'll be interested in. Mm-hmm. That's right up your alley.
Okay.
So we've been trialling throughout the year sensory play sessions and we started, I think our first one was in January. And we started them more as an introduction to our swimming lesson program.
Okay.
So it was kind of for the nervous mums or the first time mums to come in and just chill out and get to relax in the water before they had to be in a structured program. And it's gone really well. And during the year, I've done a bit of research into it. I was lucky enough to go to a conference last week and presented on it.
Okay.
And during my research, I have grown a great passion for sensory play and realised that it's a great introduction to water, but it's also really, really needed for those little bodies that are sitting on iPads and watching TV. Through the research, it just really highlighted how sedentary kids are these days. And when you think about, sorry, Pietra wasn't young when we were young, but when we were young, doorstep.
Yes.
So they're just not, kids aren't challenging their bodies, even littlies. Mm-hmm. Starting at 18 months, they're on iPads and mum's phone. And so they're just not challenging their bodies and they're not developed. Their bodies aren't developing.
Yep.
Their brains are very developed.
Yes.
Overdeveloped.
Yeah.
But their bodies just aren't getting that resistance and they're not getting to, like when the kids are in the water and doing sensory play, they're tipping water from one cup to another and they're learning about weight and they're learning about about motion and they're learning about chemistry and like there's a lot of things they're talking about what they're doing and so we're going to be exploding our sensory play program.
Great.
We're making it I believe we'll start at race, but we're going to start a play group.
Mm.
It'll be a dry and wet sensory play group.
This is good.
Yeah. So, and people are craving people as well because we all work so hard and we don't get to be around people as much as we used to be either because we just don't have the time. So we're going to start, it'll likely be a weekend play group and it'll also be just about people connecting and having the opportunity for potentially mums that work full time and don't get to meet with other mums because you kind of do a drop off and off you go to work and you pick up and you go home and you cook dinner and there's not a lot of time left in the day.
That's so true,
And I think that's why we revert to the iPads and the phones and everything. Sometimes it's just easier while you're getting yourself organized to give your kids an iPad or a device that they can play on.
Yeah.
But this is a good idea as well because you don't have to put in that much effort and when from past experience during the sensory play sessions, when the parents come in with their kids and they see their kids really happy playing with everything, being active, it makes them really happy as well and more motivated to get them out.
And it's a lot about touch as well. So it's a lot about the parents just rubbing the children's skin and mm-hmm. and making that connection with yeah. the kids as well, because mm-hmm. they just don't have the chance to do that either. Mm-hmm. So everything's such a rush that we're just going to yep. slow down a little bit. And we'll have toys and things, but I learned at the conference last week that just the water's enough.
Right.
Yep. It's a natural sensory element. So. Okay. And it provides resistance that the air doesn't provide. So as soon as you're in water, whether you're in our sensory play session or not, as soon as little bodies are in water, they're getting pressure put on them. And as soon as they start walking, it's pushing against their muscles and their skin. And so, yeah, we really want to expand as big as we can. We are going to bring it into the birthday parties, but I haven't quite got that far yet.
Oh, this is interesting,
yeah,
isn't it?
That will be a little further away, but I think it's really, really, really important to try and get back to challenging little bodies, and we tend to be so safe and look after them and we don't want anyone to hurt themselves, but we actually, not we don't want them to hurt themselves, but we want them to tumble and we want them to feel
experience.
To move those muscles and
Sounds amazing, and no doubt you will keep us updated.
Definitely
as
will.
As this progresses.
Definitely
Thank
will.
Thank you, ladies, so very, very much for coming in. It's always our pleasure to have you.